Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Deborah Groves Harmon, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, "My high school nipple incident nearly destroyed me. Stick-on star covers, anyone?" The first time I had a nipple accident was when I was on the dance team. I had, against all odds, made the team. This was despite being what was considered kind of heavy for a dancer. At 5'7", I weighed about 140 pounds. Oh, those were the days. I'd love to be that size again. While most of the girls on the dance team were petite and came from families with money, I was a kid growing up out in the country. Let's say that when I got to school and discovered a smear of green on my shoe, it was cow shit. I knew it, and everyone else did too. Someone might say, "Hey, check your shoe," if they were a friend. But if they weren't, they snickered, whispered, and pointed. The golf course kids were the glitterati of the school and could do no wrong, or so they thought. That's why when Scott, who went on to become a doctor, sneezed and snot covered his cheek, we didn't tell him. Just let it ride and laughed. We country kids sought revenge on occasion. But back to my shoe. Once I spotted the green smear, I had to go to the restroom, called the lavatory back then, and use the heavy brown paper that came off the roll to wash it off. My making the dance team was expensive for my parents. I hated begging them to help with the costumes. One such costume was a white, high-necked dress with a red sequin trim under the bodice. The white fabric on the bust line highlighted that area. The rest of the dress was black. We were sexy little dancing penguins. The costumes, easily $60 garments, became the property of the team, so we didn't have to purchase them. I was relieved. We did, however, need to purchase everything except the costumes. Aside from the dance costume dresses, the underpant items we wore were tiny shorts that were entirely made of red sequin fabric. When we did the wave and touched one leg with both hands, the audience got to look at 24 sparkly butts. It was always a strong audience reaction. Woo! The boys whistled and cheered. My debut performance was for a high school assembly, and as I marched in with my hands behind my back, elbows pointing, palms out, right hand over left, head to the right, the student body went wild. We were 24 of the talented performers in the school getting ready to do high kicks, dance, and end in the trademark jumping splits. The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders had nothing on us. We marched into our positions and took our beginning pose. Then the music started. I felt goosebumps and chills run my entire body and was delighted and excited to be doing the dance to Pinball Wizard. It was glamorous. It was amazing. I had an audience. And apparently for more than my crazy talented dance moves. My friend Brenda grabbed me after the dance and said, "Your nipples were so hard they were showing right through your dress." Oh my God. I was mortified. "Not only that," she said, "thanks. The band teacher was staring at you the whole time." I was dying. the happiness of performing went down the toilet as I realized I was now the laughing stock of the entire school. I had achieved fame, overcome social and cultural boundaries, and climbed to the winner's circle. Now, these two tiny pink ambassadors of youthful joy had destroyed my life. How would I ever live this down? As the day went on, I noticed people watching me in the halls. Passing time was awkward, and I zipped my navy blue sweatshirt up. I looked down. I was a ruined woman. The next day, we met as a team, and the coach congratulated all of us on our performance, but mentioned that a few of us had costume glitches, and she had made notes on little pieces of paper for each of us. On my piece of paper, she had noted, "Please purchase bra with padding." I slumped my shoulders and felt like crying. This was going to be hard for me. My current bra was the only one I owned. At the time, I thought bras were like cars. You had one. You drove it until it was broken down. Then you bought another. My current bra was a white, stretchy fabric with white straps and just one hook in the back. There was no support. There was no padding. If I was cold, you knew it. If I was excited and happy, you knew it. Little black balls of well-worn bra grime rode on the straps, and my bra car was just about broken down. Gone flat on the side of the road. Leaky transmission. Check engine light. I ended up getting a new bra with thick padding and two hooks, not one. I felt like I'd somehow hit the big time. Just to be on the safe side, I used scotch tape over the top of my unruly nips for our next performance. Just a piece of scotch tape right over the top of the nip mountain does the trick. You may not be compelled to try this, but on the off chance you're ever in a skimpy outfit and awfully excited and happy, you may find yourself in the position of needing that nipple tape trick. Don't use too much. Pulling the tape off afterward is another hard life lesson. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.